You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has announced the Australian of the Year Award recipients at a ceremony at the National Arboretum in Canberra. Since its inception in 1960, these awards have provided a focal point for Australia Day celebrations and a forum for the recognition of outstanding achievement of Aussies. For the first time in the 62-year history of the award, a person with a disability has been named Australian of the Year. Dylan Alcott, an athlete, Paralympian, philanthropist, media commentator and advocate, is impacting thousands of Australians with his commitment to developing opportunities and recognition for people with a disability.
To be honest, off the court, being a good tennis player is probably my 32nd priority in my life, if I'm honest. Being a good person is number one, a good partner to my partner Chantelle, a good family member, a good mate, and the work, you know, my real purpose is changing perception so people with disability can live the lives they deserve to live, and I feel like I'm coming to nearing the end of what I want to do in tennis.
He holds an impressive sporting career with 4 gold medals in Paralympic competition for wheelchair basketball, as well as 23 quad wheelchair Grand Slam titles, a Golden Slam, and a Newcomb medal in tennis. But Mr. Alcott also boasts an impressive philanthropic repertoire, founding the Dylan Alcott Foundation to provide scholarships and grant funding to marginalised Australians with a disability, and also founding Ability Fest, Australia's first and only inclusive, fully accessible music festival. Alcott's latest venture is a new startup company, Get Skilled Access, a team of expert consultants with real-life disability experience.
The reason I get out of bed is not to win gold medals and grand slams, it's to change perception so people like me, people with disabilities, get the opportunities they deserve. And one of the biggest things is that I see is a lack of opportunities in employment. So that's why we're doing what we're doing. And we're a for-purpose business who always, you know, put our best foot forward.
The 2022 Senior Australian of the Year is 71-year-old St John Ambulance volunteer Val Mae Dempsey of Canberra, ACT. Miss Dempsey has dedicated her life to St John's Ambulance for over 50 years, making her one of the ACT's longest-serving volunteers. In response to the Black Summer bushfires of 2020, she led 40 fellow volunteers as they supported fire-affected communities. And during the pandemic, her relentless commitment boosted team morale. Ms. Dempsey told the ABC that her passion for first aid came when her daughter was involved in a traumatic car accident.
There were other cars at the scene. And my daughter remembers very clearly the people gathered around, and the words she relayed to me later was that, "Mum, they didn't step forward because they said they didn't know what to do." I wonder now if anybody had those first aid competencies that I'm passionate about. I wonder if anybody there would have stepped forward and perhaps made a difference.
Miss Dempsey is lovingly known in the community as Auntie Val. 26-year-old Dr. Daniel Noor of Sydney, New South Wales, has been named Young Australian of the Year for his founding of Streetside Medics. Noticing a gap in the healthcare of vulnerable people in the state, Dr. Noor found the not-for-profit GP-led mobile medical service in July 2020 for people experiencing homelessness. With 145 volunteers and 4 clinics across New South Wales, Streetside Medics has changed the lives of more than 500 patients, offering free medical service without the need for Medicare or ID. Dr. Noor says inspiration for his clinic came after hearing the voices of those experiencing homelessness, who felt they were ignored by the mainstream health system.
There are 116,000 people in Australia experiencing homelessness, 7% of which are rough sleeping, and no one should be unable to access healthcare in Australia. We have the best healthcare system in the world, and really this means that we'll expand our service, hopefully interstate, and I don't want to leave a single person unable to access healthcare.
And the 2022 Australia's local hero is the founder and CEO of Sober in the Country, 47-year-old Shanna Wan of Narrabee, New South Wales. Ms. Wan is radically changing the way we discuss and use alcohol in rural Australia, after sharing her own harrowing battle with alcohol addiction. Ms. Wan has donated over 20,000 hours to the cause and now travels to share her journey of sobriety, including hosting a TED Talk in Canberra.
I recovered completely, and I do call that a miracle because plenty of people don't. And I have a really big problem with that, because if we dug deep as a rural community and started having better chats with our mates about the truth of addiction and the reality of casual alcoholism, we would be able to change the course of the lives of countless Shannas out there.
Through her national charity, Miss Wan is amplifying the essential life-saving message that it is always okay to say no to booze. Chair of the National Australia Day Council, Danielle Roche, OAM, has congratulated the 2022 Australian of the Year Award recipients for their courage, determination and fearlessness. Dylan Alcott returns immediately to Melbourne after the ceremony to play at the Australian Open Tennis Tournament on Australia Day. Dr. Daniel Neuer, Val Dempsey and Shanna Wan will attend the National Flag Raising and Citizenship Ceremony in Canberra on Australia Day morning, before travelling to Sydney for the evening's Australia Day events. Nominations for the 2023 Australian of the Year are now open. Brooke Young, SBS News.